Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Those gathered here in the sanctuary, as well as those that are tuning in on our online worship service, welcome to our time together to hear about how much God loves us. That's what we do when we come to worship, and to sing his praise and give thanks for what he's done for us. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky, and to set the theme for today, we're going to ask a simple question. That's this: do you make any mistakes? Do you make any mistakes? Now, if you're nodding your head yes, you're just flat out being truthful. If you're kind of like shaking, no, I don't, just ask the person right next to you if you make mistakes, or a spouse or a relative. What we hear taught in the Christian church is just a beautiful truth, and that is that we don't focus on the mistakes per se. What we do is we talk about how we respond once we make a mistake. We just confess it, and we receive God's forgiveness. And so we're going to be reminded of that today as we hear about the biggest mistake that David ever made in our reading from 2 Samuel and the story of Bathsheba, David and Bathsheba. And just some notes to share before we begin our worship service. The first is that next Sunday, we're bringing back our prayer and renewal and healing service. If you have something that just you need prayer over, concern, if you just want to share a thanksgiving, come next Sunday at 8:30 a.m. right here in the sanctuary, and we will uplift you in prayer. By we, I mean the pastor and the elders. That's going to be the first Sunday of each month starting next Sunday. That's Sunday, October 2nd. Also, just a note, there are some great things right around the corner in the month of October, a men's breakfast. We have, at the end of the month, we have a Reformation celebration that you're going to hear more about. And you can hear about the details of those opportunities in the newsletter. So be paying attention to the newsletter that's going to come out your way digitally, but also in a hard copy as well. So be looking for that to come your way by the end of the week. And then finally, just a big praise for us here this morning, we're going to see it, is that our choir is singing and leading us in worship. For the last few months, we've had our praise team. Now we're transitioning to our time in which our choir sings and uplifts us with their song and voice. So we're going to do that here in just a moment. But before I begin, are there any other announcements to share with the congregation before we begin? I don't believe so. All right, I'm going to invite the choir forward. They're going to start us out in our worship with a special song, Exalted is the Lord. You can follow along. The lyrics are printed in the bulletin.